Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the world of modern international finance, countries are increasingly interconnected through organizations such as the International Monetary Fund. Martin Edwards, associate professor in the John C. Whitehead School of Diplomacy and International Relations at Seton Hall University, explains how nations are increasingly embracing interdependence and sharing economic information they once kept under wraps.
One of the tasks that the International Monetary Fund performs is holding annual consultations with countries. This is a means for the fund to give economic advice to policymakers. Since 1997, countries have chosen to make the findings of these consultations publicly available on the IMF's website. The growth of this norm of transparency represents a quiet transformation of the world's economy. Aided by a grant from the National Science Foundation, I've been working to understand how this change has come about. What countries are releasing is the actual document that's prepared for the IMF's executive board. The most recent report on the U.S. economy, which was released in July, was a 70-page document that called for additional measures to help the housing market, as well as tax cuts for firms to hire the unemployed. In 2010, 89% of the 135 countries that had an Article 4 consultation released their staff reports. Why have countries chosen to be transparent? Two factors are important. First, the information that countries release about the size of the budget and trade deficits and about unemployment are exactly what freely elected governments discuss. Democratic governance seems to go hand in hand with international economic transparency. Second, countries respond to what their neighbors do. Countries in regions that have greater transparency are themselves more likely to release the findings of their consultation. The growth of this transparency provides a way for markets to work more efficiently and for countries to work together. While we're not out of the present global economic crisis, this norm will help us to avoid the next one.
That was Martin Edwards of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. It's always more fun to share with everyone.